Shreya, good morning, Ishana.
Hi, Miriam.
Hello, Miriam.
Welcome to your working space. Shreya is leaving today. She's finishing the internship with us for more than a month.
Yeah, about a month and a week.
Yeah, something like that. Ishana joined us a little bit later, but both of them are our internship students. Why did you choose our radio?
I wanted to do something that was related to what I had studied, which was media studies. And when I came across what Auroville Radio was doing, and I went to the website, and I loved how they were covering everything that was happening around Auroville. You know, the voices of Auroville, as it says. Yeah, so that's when I tried to approach you guys and ask you for an internship. Yeah. Plus, I wanted to come down to Auroville for the longest time.
And I thought that was your wish from before.
Yeah.
So you combine...
Combine the two, yeah. So initially I found Auroville, and then I needed to find something I could do over there, and that was the radio.
And you, Inshana?
You know how I came in, because I was in town hall getting my oral card, and then I was looking for stuff to do here, and then I came across Auroville Radio, and I asked if I could volunteer here, and you said yes, and now we're here.
Okay, but what is the reason you came to Auroville?
I came to Auroville because I am at this time in my life where I'm halfway through my university degree. Mm. And I'm like, after this, I know that I'm not going to get this much free time again. Mm. Because life is going to just start. So I came to Auroville to sort of find out about what I want to do with my life and find out more about myself. And yeah, that's why I came.
That man gave you that? Oh, you need like an extra 10 years maybe.
maybe. But yeah, that's what I can.
Out of your expectations and the reality, is there discrepancy between two of them? Or is discrepancy huge or little?
Between?
What did you expect?
Okay.
Because before, we usually have an idea how it's gonna look like,
right.
We will get.
No, I think there's a huge difference because I mainly only read about Auroville online. Mm-hmm. And when I read through people's blogs, they were very touristy and only spoke of, you know, places where you could eat, places, all the workshops. It didn't really talk about the energy of the place or how it is to meet other people out here, all the other stories that people have. And when I got here, I didn't know what to expect. I knew there was... people really believed in sustainability out here. They believed in doing their own thing. But I don't think any blog post that I read came in slightly close to what Auroville actually is.
So why do you think it's like that? Because people, those who are writing the blogs, they are staying only for a couple of days.
Yeah. Because I've stayed here for a month and a week now. But I really think it's not enough in Auroville. I think to understand what Auroville is, you need to stay for longer. If this was some other place, a month would be a long enough time to understand the place. But for Auroville, I think you need much more time.
So you're going to come back?
Yeah, I think so. I think so, maybe.
You just started, no? Cool. And you? You came with some expectations.
Yeah, everybody
does, yeah?
Yeah.
Or had a vision what something should look like.
I didn't come up with that many expectations because I've realized in life that whenever you have expectations, you're always going to be disappointed. So I tried to not come with any. I don't know. I was sort of
okay,
curious.
Okay, but then
about
what is the reason you came? To find yourself somehow, but why Auroville? You know,
because I felt like in Auroville, people are trying. They recognize that, like, more spiritual, but, like, they realize that human existence itself is a problem. Like, there are problems, right? Human existence itself can be a cause of suffering, and people are trying to sort of make themselves better and trying to think about something that's bigger than themselves, mm-hmm. which I find really inspiring. Because, I mean, no matter how flawed this concept is going to be, at least there is a will, and... I really like that. And I came to Auroville And I'm not gonna lie, for the first 2 weeks, I didn't like it at all. I was struggling. The heat, the red dust everywhere, just gets everywhere.
The bugs.
It's bugs.
The little black ones that keep coming back.
Yeah.
Oh, the stinky bugs.
Is that what they're called? Yeah. They're just everywhere. They're on all the walls.
And the stinky ant bugs. Bites. The ant bites. They hurt.
Scorpions.
Yeah. No scorpion. Thank God.
But I was a scorpion at home last night.
No scorpions. We call them scorpion ants.
Oh, okay. Yes, those. They like hurt when they, yeah.
It hurts more than scorpion. You've been cured.
But I really love Oroville. I do. I can't help it. I just
and
like.
Yes, it's so painful, no?
Yeah. It's so painful.
You had a puncture.
To context for our listeners, I crashed my bike twice. Yesterday, I had a flat tire. Which
we call it puncture.
Puncture, somehow. Yes. And then my mother has a car that got that someone banged into the
what?
Car. Yeah. And so Oroville hasn't been physically very easy, but I like it a lot.
But for our listeners, we also have to say that Shreya and Ishana came actually one of the hottest summers I went through, and secondly, our AC broke at the beginning of April. And the space is really small, so we were suffering here and we were suffering outside. It was physically really challenging, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I remember one morning, the fan was off because you were recording. I couldn't even sit in. I was like, I lay down outside Town Hall and everyone thought I was crazy. But I was just like, it was too hot. I couldn't stand it. So yeah.
Okay, out of that, what you found here, what would be maybe a thing that strike out that you kept it with you as really dear to you?
About Oroville?
Yeah, or people, I mean like in general, except, you know, when you think about it, what did they do there, what did they get there, or, you know, like that, something that fascinates you the most. The good way or bad way, it doesn't matter.
Okay, I think one thing that has stood out for me when it comes to a place like Oroville is that it really gives you a lot of time for personal growth. Okay, and I've seen that in almost everyone around here because everybody, they're working somewhere and they're accountable for their work. And it's not like they need to go to work from 9 to 5, right? They'll do their work, they'll complete it in whatever time they need to, but they'll spend enough time with themselves or working on themselves at the same time. And a lot of people I've spoken to have addressed this. I think it's beautiful. If people in cities could follow the same thing, it would be great.
Mm. Yeah, we are most of us, we are here. And actually, that's one of the purposes, that you go through the personal transformation.
Exactly.
Ishana?
Yeah, I agree with Shreya. The personal transformation is important. Also, because we discussed this quite a bit, but the energy of this place is higher than other places. So you go through...
Either you want it or not, no?
Yeah.
You're pushed
to the limit. And that was interesting. Something about Oroville.
But also, I think when Ishana and I, when we go out to take a lot of interviews, we talk to a lot of people. And some of the stories are just out of this world, right? How they got to Oroville. They just risk things, they've traveled around. And somehow they just... ended up here.
Yeah.
Those stories, are some of them are magic.
I also want to say that I feel like Oroville is also a testament to like just sheer determination and like human, the capacity for all of us to just come together and do something. Because I came here and I was just so impressed because people over here, yeah, with some limited support from government, limited funds, but have basically like set up a whole community, like a whole political system within a... Not a political system, but a whole system of governance.
Still, it's a political system.
To some extent, yeah. Within a whole other system of governance. Because I run at, like, a society in university, and I can't get people to, like, sign up to an email. And over here, people have, like...
News and notes?
Yeah. No, but, like, people over here have just, like, created buildings and, like, done all these cool things. Started a water treatment plant.
Yeah.
You know, created numerous NGOs. And I think sometimes people here forget that. like how much stuff has actually happened here, which is so impressive. I mean, Matri Mandir, like the story of how they built it, is insane. Oh, this is
insane. Yeah.
So, yeah. No, literally, you do put your sweat in the place.
Yeah, everyone I've seen does that, pretty much. That like they do their work with.
It's no joke, right? Starting something from really scratch.
We love Orwell.
What about your internship? Did you get what you wanted?
Miriam's sitting right here.
Miriam sucked, guys. I'm kidding. Miriam is the best.
Miriam's the best. It was wonderful.
No, you're exaggerating.
No, I swear.
I'm seriously asking, did you get what you expected? Because the internship means also that we train you, we also share the knowledge with you about the... because it's a media, it's a communication, it's journalism, it's also sound editing, I think.
No, I think that way it's pretty great if somebody...
Producing.
Yeah, if the bunch of media students, anybody who's interested in media, if you want to try this out, I think it's pretty great because you're learning editing, you're learning sound mixing, you're producing. Using all these fancy machines around here.
Mixing desk.
Yeah. And taking interviews, working at the studio... Yeah. I think it's pretty
also
great.
Also working on the producing and also the images, no?
Yeah.
It's part of the design.
And the publishing.
I think I think my editing became so much better here. Now I can edit pretty fast. I remember the first thing that I did, which was Popo's interview. It took me like 2 days to edit. Like 2 working days. Mm. And now I think I can just...
But for our listeners, we have to add that Shreya is a student of mass media and communication. And Ishana is a student of
anthropology.
Which also falls in the place, but it's different. Yeah, you didn't have the subjects which probably Shreya did.
No, but I did have to talk to people a lot last semester when we were doing our own project. I think that was sort of helpful here.
Because you get to talk to so many people.
So many people.
Interview so many people.
It's and great. You also have to sort of make people want to talk to you and tell you their story. And I think that, Shreya was really good for that also.
How do you do that?
She's like sweet and like smart.
How do you do that, yeah? How do you make people to want to talk to you? Now you're experts.
Okay, well, you have to ask the right questions, I think.
Yeah.
But also you have to know when to be silent and let them speak, even if they're pausing, you know? I think.
Guys who are listening, these are some tips for you.
I usually went ahead with a few questions in mind, but sometimes I realized that it was just a conversation that I was having with the other person. It just went on, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes the questions would come at the end that I'd actually thought of because the person had so much more to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
And then new questions would come out right then and there. So it'd be like a conversation in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people get intimidated by the dictaphone or the recorder.
Yeah.
And so you have to like sort of put it on the side and make them comfortable and feel like they're just talking to you instead of being recorded for the radio.
Yeah.
But at the end, all of them agree to be recorded.
Yes.
For the radio.
There is consent.
When you came, you actually specified that you would like to do certain things which are maybe connected with the art and animals. And you did a series of interviews
films.
Orwell Film Festival.
Yeah, we are this radio program on Orwell Film Festival, which is on 16th of December, guys, if anybody's listening. So we did a series with some of the key members.
Yeah.
So then we interviewed Talak, we interviewed Sassy, we interviewed Tom.
Yeah.
And they had a lot to say about the entire crowdfunding process. And I think that way the radio helped them because they want more people to know about the film festival and what goes on, and how the crowdfunding bit's also going to come into it. So I hope they get more donations and that we can help them out too.
Yeah.
Your idea was not so specified, yeah? You just want to talk to the people.
Yeah.
What do you think about human unity?
Okay.
Well, can you maybe feel here around? Because there's various of nations and mean people from all walks of life, different corners of the planet. Can you see that maybe human unity could be expressed here, or is it?
The thing about human unity, it's like a really big question, I think. Over here, personally, in Oroville, I have seen instances where I feel like people are more, because everyone's come here with sort of a curious mind. I mean, especially the new people who come here, and they're more willing to sort of be out of their comfort zone, talk to people who are interesting, who are new. But here's the thing about, I think, about human nature. We always tend to sort of stick to what's familiar and what's comforting. And I notice it sometimes in myself too. Like, sometimes you just want, it's that sort of cultural thing where I can talk about something that someone will immediately understand. And sometimes I do see that happening in Oroville.
So we do tend to group by our comfort zones?
Yes, I think so. I mean, it's not 100% like that, obviously. But sometimes I think that maybe Oroville could try to make more of an effort to integrate people. Because there's a lot of different and diverse perspectives. I think there's the South Indian Tamilian, you know, area. And there's the North Indians, which there's also, you know, in India, there's a sort of a bit of a, it's divisive. And there's Europeans, there's Americans.
It's a very diverse community.
Yeah. And I think maybe to sort of make that an emphasis would be helpful, because I think people can learn from each other. And
have you had the feeling that you've been put down because on expense of your race or your culture you're coming from?
No, I don't feel like that.
No.
But
or the racist outburst of somebody?
No. But here's the thing. This is a conversation I also have with people where I come in university, and some of my other friends were minority groups also, like Black, Asian, other, you know, whatever. I have this thing where I don't really look like I'm not a stereotype of an Indian person. So I get a lot of people are always a bit like, oh, okay. It's called white passing. So I don't know. I don't think I'm the right person for this topic, because I know a lot of my friends, not in Oroville, but in Edinburgh, for example, there's a bit of a racist undertone to how they're approached. In Oroville, I don't think I have sort of seen that much. I mean, again,
you didn't experience it.
No, I haven't experienced it. Even, yeah, but I have heard from different perspectives.
Something disturbed me when you said Black and Asian minority. How?
Well, the minority in white. Edinburgh. No, I know, but I study in Scotland, in Edinburgh. Yeah.
Okay, and they're a minority.
Minority ethnic groups. Yeah. It's called BME. Yeah, which I think ethnic itself is not a great word. I would say like students of color or students of minority groups or something like that. I think words are a bit of a. There's contestation on words. I think we have to, like, update them regularly as the world becomes less racist.
Yeah. What was your experience? The attitude of, let's say, Oroveleans towards you? Or maybe she said minority or other ethnic group?
Right. No, I think people out here are very welcoming. No way. I didn't face anything of that sort. I've heard 2-3 stories of other people, though. But I personally didn't face anything of that sort over here. That way, I think people are pretty welcoming. At least for me, they were. So.
Yeah. I think the main issue I've heard so far is women's safety.
Oh, yeah.
That
really bothers me about this place. I think it's a wonderful place. It gives you freedom to do a lot of things. But the second sun goes down and
you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And there aren't enough, like, lights on the roads. So you feel like you're just in a road in the forest and it's just.
So you don't feel really safe after 7?
No.
No. Initially, it took me at least 2 weeks to be able to get out of the place that I was staying at post 7, because I just didn't have the guts to get out after that. There were no lights in the streets, and yeah, and I'd heard a lot of things. But then after that, yeah, after I got to know the roads, because
when you're familiar with the space,
yeah, it's like a jungle, right? Basically,
yeah. It is a
so like, without streetlights, you just get lost if you don't know the roads.
Yeah, and
it's circular. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can go one round, you can go another round.
But there are also no signs, so you feel a bit like lost.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Probably that's a downfall. We don't have enough lights. We don't have enough signs to indicate where you're at.
Mm.
Cool. Find our role in spiritual.
Yes.
What is the role in spirituality here somehow? How do you see it? Is it, I mean, does it have a place? Because some people said, oh, that's a place of spiritual people. Or is spiritual in words? Or do you see spirituality also in action, in the way somebody, how somebody lives and work and so forth?
I do think Orwellians are very helpful that way, because even if you're, say, on the streets and someone's moped's broken down, people will stop immediately to help you.
Right? This happened to me in Korea when my moped broke down and 3 people stopped.
So, and even if you're walking in the heat, I always see people stop by and try to help you out. So I think people are very helpful that way. But when it comes to spirituality, I think they are very conscious of the surroundings and of themselves.
Mm.
Or they're trying to be, you know.
I don't know, because, see, my definition of spirituality is maybe not synonymous with kindness. Maybe, like, I feel people go out of their way, some people go out of their way to be kind to you over here. And I find that really nice, especially coming from a big city like Delhi, where people are more focused on themselves. Spirituality, I think, I do see people who are really not indoctrinate, who want to follow Sri Aurobindo's words, the mother's words. But I also see people who've maybe come to Oroville for an alternative lifestyle. You know, it's an eco-friendly village, it's in India, so it's, I mean, there's also that. So I do feel like they can also be kind, but I don't know if they're necessarily interested in the whole spiritual aspect of Oroville, and also the whole idea of evolving into a higher human consciousness.
Super mental being.
So yeah, that's what I think. And I do think that people in their own perspective do follow what Sri Aurobindo says and what the mother preached.
But I think that was prerogative, that we do follow their words.
I mean, isn't Oroville for that to sort of... I mean, I don't know. See, I've been here like a month and a half, so don't come at me, guys. But I just thought that the aim of Oroville is for people to come together. Maybe not follow his words exactly, but just like sort of believe in that thing that we can evolve to be better through the means of unity, through integral yoga, sort of just be better humans. But I also see people who are following, like, strains of Hinduism here. And that also streams from, like, the mother talking about, you know, the goddess energy of Saraswati and stuff. So I don't know. It's every person for themselves. I don't know.
The first week over here, I heard the words divine consciousness and supramental being so many times. And, yeah, everyone that I spoke to, it was almost like each sentence had the word divine conscious in it. And I was trying to figure out what it actually means. So... yeah, it took me a while to get used to that.
To understand. You found out what it means?
I'm still learning. I'm still learning, yeah.
Are you any of particular religion? Are you a religious person?
No, I'm not really a religious person.
Okay,
yeah.
You?
I believe in God. I mean, whatever that God may be. I just believe in a higher power. I think I'm half Hindu, half Sikh. So
Sikh is a religion?
Yeah, Sikhism is a religion that stemmed from Hinduism. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was kind of like the reformist movement, so there was Buddhism, Jainism, and Sikhism that all stemmed from that strain.
Okay.
So I believe in the collective ideologies of those kind of things. Some things I disagree with, some things I agree with. So, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty open to everything. But I'll tell you something. Orville is really cool in the sense that there are people, like, we met Nishtha.
Yeah.
Shreya interviewed a man who had basically dedicated his whole life to just studying the Vedas, which are an ancient Indian text of spiritual knowledge. And, I mean, that fascinates me. There's so many people like that who've just, like, given up all, like, material gain to just come to Oroville and dedicate their lives to a cause, which is super impressive in my perspective. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm not a religious person, but then again, believe in some sort of... I used to call it the universe. I'm not too sure if I still call it the universe. I don't know what to call it.
Divine consciousness.
You know, the first week over here, when I couldn't understand it, I was asking a lot of people around me what divine consciousness meant. And almost everyone told me, you'll know when you'll know. You know, and they just stopped there. Like, you'll know it. Don't worry. You'll learn.
Everyone
don't fret about
some
it.
Sort of like little Buddha, like, you'll know when you know.
Okay, your life is leading you forward. You're going to a new... Actually, you accepted a job. Yeah?
Yeah, it's in Delhi.
Fascinating thing. You're looking forward to it, right?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Let's see, it's going to be a new experience, right?
Mm.
Something different.
You are still staying with us for at least a few weeks or maybe years, I don't know.
Miriam loves me.
It's been a pleasure to work with you.
Thanks, Miriam.
You all the best.
Likewise.
Shana is too with us.